House Republicans blow away Democrat counterparts in record-shattering fundraising quarter. By Matthew Boyle on July 14, 2021. House Republicans blew away their Democrat counterparts in the second quarter of 2021, shattering fundraising records to pull in an astounding $45.4 million from April through June of this year. The record numbers, announced Wednesday morning by the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, represent the most successful fundraising quarter the House GOP campaign arm has ever had in its history. "We will take back the majority next fall, and voters are doing everything they can to help us accomplish that goal," NRCC Chairman Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, said in a statement obtained by Breitbart News ahead of its public release. "Our record-breaking fundraising total wouldn't have been possible without the leadership of leader Kevin McCarthy, Whip Steve Scalise, our Republican conference, and the tens of thousands of generous donors who have contributed to our mission. Every vulnerable House Democrat should be eyeing the exits, because if they choose to run, they will lose." The GOP numbers come out a week after Democrats announced an eye-popping $36.5 million of their own raised by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, this past quarter. While not an unimpressive haul, and a record-setter for Democrats in their own right, the Democrat numbers fell well short, in fact nearly $10 million short, of the GOP cash haul. The NRCC also announced it has $55 million cash on hand, compared with the DCCC's $44 million in cash on hand, meaning the Republicans have at least $11 million more in the bank ready to spend than the Democrats do. A strong June, the fourth straight record-setting month for the NRCC, fueled the massive haul, where Republicans outraised Democrats $20.1 million to $14.4 million. In total, in the first half of 2021, from January through June, Republicans pulled in a net $79.2 million, the most the NRCC has ever raised in the first half of a year in its history. All these numbers represent a sign that the energy in U.S. House politics is on the Republican side in a big way heading into the 2022 midterm elections. In the 2020 cycle, Republicans shocked the political establishment by flipping a net 15 seats from Democrat hands into GOP control, when most experts and predictors and prognosticators had forecast GOP losses of around a net 15 seats, meaning Republicans beat the expectations by 30 congressional seats. In that 2020 cycle, Republicans had raised significantly less than they are raising right now. Through June, the first half of the year, in 2019, for instance, the NRCC had pulled in $44.5 million, as compared with the nearly double that this year of $79.2 million. In total, the increase represents a more than 78% better performance for Republicans in this year's fundraising as compared with this point in the 2020 cycle when they nearly shocked the political establishment and came within 5 seats of retaking the House majority. What's more, that $55 million cash on hand is more than double the $25.6 million on hand at this stage of 2019, and is also the most cash on hand the NRCC has had at this stage of an election cycle ever. The House GOP leadership team, the NRCC noted, was also critical to the process. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, the would-be Speaker of the House, transferred $6.58 million to the NRCC in the second quarter for a cycle-to-date total of $12.76 million he has given to the committee. House GOP Whip Steve Scalise, meanwhile, transferred $4.5 million to the NRCC in the second quarter for a cycle-to-date total of $8.39 million.